thirsty. Life under new earth. This new earth will be so different from what we can see here. Our earth is such a wonderful creation. And even that it has been spoiled by man, it's still great what God had made here. But then it will be even greater. Nature, landscape. Ah. When we are here, we wonder how beautiful it is. And then it will be even more beautiful than even now. But what is the most important thing? No more death. No more death. Not in nature, not with man and woman. We will live forever. Now in Isaiah 35, we hear verse 5, everything will be restored, everything will be healed. And Jesus in his life on earth already showed how this will work. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. When you live in the Middle East, and you're in the desert, and then you read such a verse, water will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. You can't believe it. How can that be in a dry country where not a single drop of water you will find for years, for centuries? And then this. The burning sand will become a pool. When you're in the desert, then you can think of a swimming pool. And the Bible tells it, it will become a pool. The burning sand. And you tread on it, then on barefoot, you can't stand it. It's too hot. And then a pool. Once I met a person from Israel. They had left the country when they retired, and they bought a house near a lake amid the Alps. And I asked them why. They said, we have seen so often brown, dry land in Israel. And here, green wood, forest, and the blue water of the lake every day in front of our eyes. We just sit here on our terrace and look. We just look around, watch the birds, hear them singing, look at nature, and are blessed. Just because of the green color and of the blue color of the water. We are blessed, they said. And that's what a person can dream about. The thirsty ground, bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lie, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. Life on the new earth will be different. And Sabbath after Sabbath, we will wonder what he has created, what he has made for us, because he loves us. He creates the new earth so that we can live in harmony, in peace. We'll get all what we are longing for. And we'll be happy forever. life on the new earth. He is the Founder because He loves us.